Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Hello, Olivia.
I'm great. Thank you very much. And so you're researching e-cigarettes.
Well, what actually we do is looking into the atmospheric chemistry of aerosols.
Okay.
And, of course, they're intimately involved with the aerosols, that is, with the exhalations that come from e-cigarettes. Our own main research is centered on monitoring pollution for these very small droplets or very small particles that float around in the air, because they've got impacts on health in general, climate change, and also the chemical composition.
Okay.
So we're fairly expert in looking at aerosol chemistry, be they solid particulates, say from a coal fire, or liquid droplets.
Mm-hmm.
And they can contain things like diesel particles or biologicals like spores and bacteria.
Okay.
And it was that that really provoked me when I heard last week on the 10-year anniversary about the smoking ban in public places in Ireland, when there were a number of interviews, several people saying that simply because they emit water vapor, which isn't actually the correct expression, that I thought the record should at least be corrected, although it can't be quite corrected yet, because the issue is that simply not enough research has been done on these e-cigarettes and their exhalations.
It's amazing, really, because they really have taken over the market, and the amount of people are making big money off it.
Yeah, well, yes, I mean, I'm sure if there is a, for any product, if there's a hole in the market, somebody will try to fill it with an alternate product. In this case, though, if there is the possibility of a health risk, I think we should go back to the old story there was with chlorofluorocarbon spray cans, in which the question was asked, are these things innocent until proven guilty, which is essentially common law, the thing we apply to ourselves, or guilty until proven innocent, which is Napoleonic code, and do inanimate objects, like an e-cigarette, then, really have the same rights as us?
Mm-hmm.
We need to be careful.
Yeah, very careful. So the e-cigarettes, what exactly are they? What are they made from?
Well, I think the easiest thing is just to quickly compare and contrast normal smoking, tobacco smoking, which has been around for about 5,000 years, and cigarettes around about 150 years or so. And e-cigarettes, at least in this modern form that have become extremely popular, as you said, for the last 10 years. I mean, tobacco smoke, of course, is done via a combustion process, just like burning coal in a grate, and there's many chemical products are formed in the process, and you make smoke. This is particulate matter that comes out it is actually defined very often as an aerosol, but it's we call it generally particulate matter, because it is quite distinct from liquid droplets that might come out from something. And of course, modern e-cigarettes do that. What they do within their structure is not really to burn, but there's a liquid cartridge that contains water, propylene glycol as a solvent, and nicotine, or obviously maybe some scenting materials as well, and they vaporize it with a small little heater run by a battery. It's often called atomizing, but it really is vaporizing, so sending a vapor up. And that's the thing that's exhaled.
Right.
But the vapor word isn't really correct. It's an aerosol. And aerosols are very small droplets, about 10-100 times less than the width of a hair. And they themselves, and this is the connection to our own research, can contain chemicals and biologicals, like bacteria, for example. I mean, a sneeze is an aerosol generator as well. And we all know what happens if somebody were to sneeze in your face.
You would
move away pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And we move away pretty quickly because we know that that aerosol spray can contain viruses, germs, etc. So The question, I think, must remain at this stage without any research really being done into this, is that when somebody perhaps is ill, but maybe not, when they're exhaling their water vapor aerosol, does that contain germs, microbes? Does it contain any of the byproducts of the nicotine or the other sort of chemical materials that are there?
Okay.
So I go back to the point. More research needs to be done. And we also have to have this thought in mind is, how do we want to treat them? You know, innocent until guilty or guilty until innocent.
Yeah. And why has there been no research done into it?
Well, tobacco, 5,000 years, has been going on, as I said. The cigarettes, if you like, for 150 years. And it was only really in the last 20 years, perhaps in the mid-50s, were the first ideas that there were health risks associated with it. I mean, I think my mother told me is that cigarette smoking was classified as being good for the health during World War II.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so things change when more research is done. Now, something that's only been going for 10 years with a sort of a relatively new technology for people, and given the fact that there was a gap to fill in the market, it means that there hasn't been sufficient time. Maybe the government should sponsor the Health Research Board and the EPA to do some projects in this area. But they are being sold. Very often on these interviews that I've heard in the last week or so, people are saying, as I said at the beginning, that these things just exude water vapor. Well, they're not just water vapor. Water vapor is around us everywhere. It's humidity.
Yeah.
The actual proper term is aerosol, which are liquid droplets that can contain things that are even smaller than themselves.
Okay. So when I hear the word aerosol, I think of something that sprays everywhere.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, everyone would know about the old chlorofluorocarbon issue that I said earlier. What they simply are, what a spray can does, it shows, it makes this dispersion of liquid droplets that carry chemicals. I mean, be they underarm deodorant or hairspray, they carry chemicals to a specific point. So they're a delivery system.
Yeah.
I mean, a sneeze is a delivery system as well, but it may be a little bit more random. E-cigarette vaporization is also producing an aerosol, and that, as I've said, I mean, I think several times in this interview so far, can contain materials that might not be healthy.
Yeah, and do you think even if the person who was smoking, or whatever the term is for e-cigarettes, didn't have any illness, that the vapour is still harmful?
Well, I think it's possible that anybody might well have germs in their mouth might be able to go on. I mean, we simply don't know that. But I would make the point that when we have the flu or something, I mean, somebody may still well be smoking an e-cigarette, that when they've got the flu, that rather like a sneeze, here is another alternate delivery system for exactly the same thing. I mean, I don't know if you read today, for example, that they don't believe the bubonic plague, if you remember the Black Death of the 14th century. Many years, I mean, this is, what, 600 years, that we've thought that it was delivered by rats.
Yeah.
But they actually think it was delivered by air, so it's a pneumonic plague.
Okay.
Delivering germs by aerosol is well known.
Yeah. And the HEC has actually come out today saying they're going to ban the e-cigarettes on all their campuses.
Sorry, they're going to ban them where?
On all their campuses.
Yes, well, I mean, I mean that may well be the guilty until proven innocent assumption, which I think, personally, I agree with entirely.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, in the real world, we have to study these things to see if one side is correct or another. That's what a scientist does.
Exactly. Hopefully somebody neutral will come and sponsor some research soon, so we'll know.
Yes, I mean, personally, I think it should be the Department of Health that instructs people like the Health Research Board or the EPA to get people to put competitive grants in to see if what I've said is a possibility, or indeed if there are other issues that I haven't even mentioned. I mean, the vaporization process, there's a metal container. Who knows if the aerosols contain very small metal particles?
Yeah.
I mean, I simply throw these things out is because we don't know.
Yeah.
It's not meant to be scaremongering in any way, but what it is meant to say is that we don't know enough.
Yeah. Well, John, you've been great. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you very much.
And if anybody wants to have a look at some of the work at UCC, you have your website.
Yes, we do have a website. It's CRAC. It's the Centre of Research into Atmospheric Chemistry. So it's crac.ucc.ie. I'm John Soddo, and we have another main researcher called Dr. John Wenger, who will be on there too, who does lots of research into coal combustion, etc.
Well, you've been absolutely great. Thanks for talking to me.
Oh, that's great. It's been a pleasure.